Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of the Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Matt the Miz Mizler filling in for Ira Weintraub and joining us as he does around this time to give us a market update. He is absolutely, unequivocally the best in his business in Washtenaw County. If you're looking for a real estate agent, whether you're buying or selling, they do not get any better. Trust me when I tell you, than Matt Dejanovich, ISellAnnArbor.com. Again, ISellAnnArbor.com. Matt, how are you this morning?
Hey there. Good morning, Sam. I'm doing really good. Thank you so much for that very kind introduction. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you. And I have a question from a friend. So as we, you know, we talk about real estate questions all the time, right? So I have a friend, and this friend saw a house, and there was a sale pending sign in front of the house. So what does that mean? It doesn't say sold yet. It says sale pending. So where in the process is that house? What does it mean when it says sale pending, and what could prevent it from going to being from it going to saying sold?
Well, that's a great question, Sam. So so sale pending, it means at some level that seller has accepted an offer to purchase the house from another buyer. And most typically that means that the seller's locked in to sell the house to that buyer pending the contingencies that are in the contract. So contingencies can be home inspection, mortgage approval, review of the legal documents, things like that, Sam. You wouldn't normally see a sale pending sign up if the sale was like subject to the sale of another house, right? Mm-hmm. Where there might be a bumpable situation. So So that's the basics of it. Personally, I don't use sale pending signs because I think a house is either available or it's sold.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm like you. Like, why doesn't it just say sold? Right. I'm right there with you.
I personally don't own a sale pending sign. When you see a sold sign go up on one of my houses, Sam, you know that house is sold.
Sold.
All contingencies
right.
are satisfied. There is nothing going wrong on that one, and so I'm a little bit on the conservative side there, but that's your basic rundown there for a friend.
Yeah, and I'm curious, you know, why you made that decision. I mean, I know you kind of set the bar in the profession area, but yeah, I'm just a consumer. I'm like, either it's sold or it's not. You know, why would you why wouldn't everyone do it like you do it?
Well, I can tell you, Sam, you don't have to go put a sold sign up on a house and then have to go take it off because the deal fell through.
Right.
And feel the pain of that for you and your seller client there to know that it's just not necessary, right? It might be nice promotion for me, you know. I sold a bunch of houses last week. You know, none of them were on the market more than 3 or 4 days. You know, makes me look, you know, good maybe to, you know, to put a sign up one day and a sale pending up a couple of days later, you know, for all the neighbors to see. But I really just don't ever see where that's in the best interest of my client. And and you know, Sam, I'm always putting the needs of my sellers and the needs of my buyers in front of the needs of myself. So
you are absolutely. I've been telling people just like I did last week, and trust me, it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy share, but I think it really speaks to, you know, an agent that's for you. That because my wife and I were talking about it last night. I said, Matt had told us. Matt had told us to put that offer down and waive the contingency. We would have done it. And you would have had a sale. You would have had another sale. I would have added to all the other sales that you had that week. If you had told us to do that, mm-hmm. we would have done that. I think you know that. but you didn't tell us to do it. You didn't tell us to do it. You're like, don't do that, guys. I wouldn't put you in that position. So we're hurt, but we appreciate that. This is the kind of hurt that it saves you down the line. And that's how I want my agent to be. That's how I want my agent to be looking out for my long-term future and the future of my family, which is what you do, Matt. And I appreciate that about you. So folks, if you're looking to buy or sell, they don't get better than Matt Dejanovich. iSellAnnArbor.com. Again, iSellAnnArbor.com. Matt, for folks who want to reach you via phone, give them your number and then fill us in on some of your latest listings.
Well, thank you, Sam. So any of your listeners, whether you're thinking about selling or you're thinking about buying, you can reach out to me directly on my cell phone at 734-476-7100. And I feel like a little bit of a broken record, Sam. I got two more just beautiful listings on the market this week. One is a detached ranch condominium in Stonebridge on the 13th Fairway. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath condo, and that's on the market at $499,900. And then I've got a fantastic colonial in a neighborhood called the Uplands, which is just outside the city limits of Ann Arbor on the west side off Scio Church, Sam. And it's one of the most popular neighborhoods in town. And this is just a fantastic, perfectly updated home on maybe the biggest lot in the neighborhood, and that's on the market for $589,900. And both of these are hot properties. Both of them will be sold by the end of the weekend. So for any of your listeners, if these homes match your needs, reach out to me right away. You can see professional photography, floor plan, virtual tour on my website, iSellAnnArbor.com. Or you can call me directly at 734-476-7100.
You know, Matt, you've been around for a while. I'm not going to hold you too much now because I know you're really busy. But I'm just curious, I mean, because the market is nuts. I mean, it's crazy how houses are just – I mean, people are buying some houses sight unseen and paying over asking. And I know you've seen hot trends before. How long is there kind of a rule of thumb for how long they typically last? Is it a season? Is it a number of years? I mean, what is the outlook typically for something like this?
Well, Sam, the future is always a difficult thing to predict, right? I think, I can say this, the current market conditions are going to continue as long as we hold this low supply, high demand, and low interest rate climate, you know, that we have been in now since the beginning of COVID, basically. So, you know, the only way things are going to change is if you see a change in that equation. And, you know, time will tell, Sam. Obviously, you know, what we have going on right now probably isn't sustainable at its current pace forever. But I share this often, and if you got a minute, right, this is my 33rd year selling real estate in Ann Arbor. So that's a long time. And the remarkable thing I tell clients on a regular basis is the market's only gone down a handful of years in my entire career. And most of those were 2007, 8, and 9. Mm-hmm. All the other years, for the most part, Sam, have been either flat or up in our market. You know, and why is that? Well, it's because Ann Arbor and the greater Ann Arbor area are a desirable place to live. It's a destination for people to come here. And then once they get here, they don't want to leave. So that creates high demand, you know, low supply, and constantly appreciating market. You know, I mean, and it's basically been that way just outside of, you know, some of the worst economic events of our lifetime. So we certainly don't hope for anything like that. And as long as we don't have anything like that, you know, I think we're just going to keep, you know, in some kind of upward trend for the majority of the time going forward.
Gotcha. Well, great stuff as always, Matt. The best in the game, folks, whether you're buying or selling a home, he is who you want representing your interests. Trust me I can tell you that from personal experience. Matt, for folks who want to contact you via phone, tell them how they can do that.
Thanks, Sam. 734-476-7100 on my cell phone, Sam.
Absolutely. Or iSellAnnArbor.com. Again, iSellAnnArbor.com. What's your email address, Matt?
Matt@iSellAnnArbor.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Thanks a lot for your time, Matt. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, Sam. Thanks so much. Go Blue and have a great weekend.
All right. That was Matt Bajanovich. We got to get to a break. When we come back to the other side, we'll be joined by our good friend, John U. Bacon. Taste the bacon this morning, like we do every
Bow,
Friday.
Bow, wow, wow, EPO, EPA. Bow, wow, EPO, EPA.
More of that. We return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.